The plan of rule, this plan of rule from Plato's day on, this plan of rule to train us, quote unquote, to obey, requires us to be kept off balance, not knowing what's true and what isn't. This is the defining quality of this end time for the class system, which is why Prince's song, Artificial Cage, is the most relevant and evolutionary, radical song of the post-French Revolution period of the class system, its appearance heralding this system's conclusion. While Proudhon is absolutely correct that the class system, which is but institutionalized relations of access to resources made artificially scarce, and the key resource rulers must monopolize, is the truth, knowledge, or property, that is to say, these resources made scarce, institutionalized relations of access to these resources or property, is premised on theft and despotism. Perhaps even more fundamentally, it is premised on lies. So when Hitler acknowledged the secret thrill of fascists that only they know what is really going on in the world, he's pointing out a quality of rulers in general for millennia. It is only the scope of what is considered the world that has changed. I've been arguing that the extension of the ideology of rule to the entire globe makes class totalitarian, but I should have rethunk that sooner. After Alice Miller pulled my coat, and the recent conversation we had, in quotes, between Proudhon and Popper also inspired me to make that correction. It was from Plato that Bentham learned his maxim. I paraphrase, men can be persuaded to believe anything if it is confirmed on all sides without exception. The fact that models of freedom can burst in on that scene at any moment doesn't make that scene any the less totalitarian, which is why Alice Miller could call the households Nazi officials grew up in as prototypes of a totalitarian state. But the world is now indisputably class-defined and totalitarian via the global economic and political mechanisms established within the centralized state structures of the post-French Revolution centuries. Class is now expressed in every global institution, thereby simultaneously, however, then objectively unifying us globally. It is this structural unification of we the people which allows for our achieving this freedom, our freedom, as Nicholas saw, and explains the fanaticism with which the power guys are panting to divide us in every way they can think of. While thinking about and discussing our alternative global arrangements for interlinking ourselves based in individual material self-sufficiency, that's key. While that must be our priority, we must also be able to better advocate for our brothers and sisters globally and locally and intercede in the propagandistic conditioning being disseminated so fast today. And in this regard, I hope you will agree that we cannot leave the framing of Trump, how we understand Trump, to the very people who created him. At the very least, we can refer to him as the Trump tool of power, so that we can better resist power's plans to divide and demoralize us using him. We cannot leave to those who made this mess the framing of it.